Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, presenters of the San Francisco Jazz Festival and Spring Season, featuring artists including Dan Hicks, Hermito Pascual, Kate McGarry, Charles Lloyd, and many more. A full list of artists, venues, and tickets at sfjazz.org.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today's show is music drawn from a concert played at the Seattle Art Museum recently by the J. Thomas Quartet, part of the Art of Jazz series at the Art Museum. J. Thomas is the face of Seattle jazz for a lot of people. Part of the reason is that he stands as a kind of bridge between an older generation of earlier musicians now past, people like Floyd Standifer, Fred Greenwell, Jack Brownlow, and the younger musicians coming up. Jay teaches jazz students at Garfield High School with Clarence A. Cox, and he's developed a big band at Cornish College. He teaches at jazz camps such as Centrum's Jazz Workshop at Port Townsend and the University of Washington in the summertime. He fronts his own big bands, and he's a valued soloist with others such as the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. J. Thomas is also a jazz ambassador, playing frequently in Japan and inviting Japanese musicians to perform here. It seems he always has several projects going at a time. He's recorded a dozen CDs of his own, and he's appeared on dozens more as a sideman. He's a regular at Tula's and various other locations around the Northwest. He's an expert on vintage horns and mouthpieces, and he's a multi-instrumentalist, playing trumpet and flugelhorn, all the saxes, and flute. We recorded Jade with a quartet at the Seattle Art Museum for the Art of Jazz concert. J. Thomas's longtime collaborator John Hansen is on piano, Chuck Kissler is on bass, Adam Kessler at the drums, and the concert included some rarely heard pieces from the 60s. We'll begin this concert with one of them, the quartet playing a piece by Duke Pearson called Gaslight. Thank you. The J. Thomas Quartet from a concert at the Seattle Art Museum, which took place recently this month in the Art of Jazz series. The tune, written by Duke Pearson, Gaslight, with J. Thomas playing, as he often does, several instruments during the course of the piece, trumpet and or flugelhorn and tenor saxophone, heard in that piece called Gaslight, with John Hansen on piano. Chuck Kissler was the bass player and Adam Kessler on drums. This Art of Jazz concert is coming to you on 88.5 KPLU. And here's J. Thomas to introduce the next piece.
We have one now called Ballad for My Baby. This is a song by Freddie Redd. And I call it junkie music because it's really evocative. And it's music that was written for the off-Broadway stage play called The Connection. And it had a bunch of junkies in the pit band. It had Jackie McLean, Jackie Mack, and all these guys. And they were the real thing. I love the music, and I'm not endorsing drugs or anything like that. But if you close your eyes, you might get a little taste.
Nice tenor work there from Jay Thomas, playing with his quartet at an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum, doing a tune by Freddie Redd from the off-Broadway play The Connection, titled Ballad for My Baby, with John Hansen on piano, Jay Thomas concentrating on tenor sax on that one. Jay often plays with a tenor sax strapped around his neck while soloing on trumpet or flugelhorn and switching back to the other gives the feeling of a quintet at times, although Jay is playing the two lead horns. This concert is coming to you on 88.5 KPLU on Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And we'll continue with more music from this concert by the Jay Thomas Quartet at the Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum for the month of March. This next tune also comes from the 60s. It's a composition by pianist Bobby Timmons, recorded by Bobby Timmons in several different situations, but famously recorded and played frequently by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. It's Bobby Timmons' tune, This Year. Thank you.
We're going to do one now called They Sold Their Homestead. Does anybody speak Swedish? Yeah. What is it? How would you say that? They sold sin heimen. It's they sold their homestead. And I don't think by the way this song sounds, it was maybe not a happy thing. Maybe kind of a European foreclosure.
Thank you.
J. Thomas Quartet from the Seattle Art Museum concert playing a piece titled They Sold Their Homestead, an old Swedish song. I don't know where Jay found that one, but it's a gem. I like that song a lot. You're listening to the J. Thomas Quartet, highlights from a concert at the Seattle Art Museum, which took place earlier this month. J. Thomas on trumpet and flugelhorn, all the saxes, tenor in this case, John Hansen on piano, Chuck Kissler on bass, and Adam Kessler at the drums. Concert's coming to you on 88.5 KPLU and Jazz Northwest. And here's Jay to introduce the next piece.
Another one by Freddie Redd. This one's called Thespian. Thank you. to see? We're going to do one now called Way Out Willie.
Thank you.
once again, Adam Kessler on drums. Chuck Kissler on bass. John Hansen on piano.
Jay Thomas featured on trumpet and flugelhorn and tenor sax on this Art of Jazz concert from the Seattle Art Museum. That last tune, the only one of more contemporary vintage, was a piece called Way Out Willie. It was written by former Vancouver, B.C. tenor saxophonist Seamus Blake, and it was named for his drummer, Bill Stewart, Way Out Willie. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks also to Earshot Jazz and John Gilbert, who curates these concerts every month at the Seattle Art Museum. They're presented on the second Thursday of each month at the Art Museum, and we'll be moving outside during the summertime, looking forward to being back at the Sculpture Park for those. Next month's concert takes place on April 12th and will feature the Seattle Jazz Ed New Works Ensemble conducted by Wayne Horvitz. The concert on the second Thursday of the month, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Seattle Art Museum, April 12th. Other upcoming Earshot events include the conclusion of the spring series of concerts, and that will feature a group from Cuba called Sierra Maestra, and it appears at Town Hall on March 31st. Also, the Golden Ear Awards are coming up on Wednesday, April 11th at Tula's. For a ballot and more information on that, go to earshot.org, where you'll find a complete calendar of Earshot activities. Thanks to the Seattle Art Museum, Greg Sandoval, and Jamie Andrews for house sound and help in recording these concerts. Jay Thomas, incidentally, will be playing this afternoon with his big band at Tula's in a concert this afternoon at 4 o'clock at Tula's in Belltown. The North Seattle Community College Band and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra play there this evening. Tito Puente Jr. Orchestra is playing this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Rialto Theater in Tacoma, and Seattle Jazz Ed Orchestra, conducted by Clarence Acox, plays tonight at 6, followed by the Washington Composers Orchestra at 7:30 at the Royal Room. Monday night, Seattle Kobe Female Jazz Vocal Audition takes place at Jazz Alley. There are categories for both student vocalist as well as adult vocalist. That starts at 6:30 Monday night. And the Seattle Conduction Band will be at the Royal Room Monday night. Tuesday, Susan Pascal Quartet plays music of Cal Jader for the Eastside Jazz Club at the Courtyard Marriott. Chuck Loeb opens a two-night run at Jazz Alley. Wednesday, Pearl Django will be at Boxley's, and Clarence Acox and the Legacy Quartet in their usual slot on Wednesdays at the New Orleans. Thursday, Kelly Eisenhower sings with John Hansen at the piano at Boxley's, North Bend, and Michael Zilbert and the Scenes Trio will be playing at Tula's. For more information about other good places to go for live jazz around here, see the calendar page at kplu.org, as well as the Earshot calendar at earshot.org, and seattlejazzscene.com has daily updates. We have time for just a little more music on today's show. Here is a recent recording by the J. Thomas John Stoll Quartet. It's called Streams of Consciousness, recorded on Pony Boy Records, features Jay on tenor, John Stoll on guitar. He's going to be at Tula's later this week on Thursday. Chuck Kissler on bass and Adam Kessler on drums again. And the song Everything I Love. Thank you. That's a couple of choruses there of the J. Thomas John Stoll Quartet version of the song Everything I Love. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest today, I'm Jim Wilkie. I'll be back again next Sunday at the same time for our survey of the regional jazz scene. Stay tuned for Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. Today is an archival edition with Jimmy McPartland. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, continuing service of Pacific Lutheran University.